be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. First off, right out of the gates, Happy Mother's Day to everyone here. Happy Mother's Day and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. To our many online viewers, we're thankful that you've chosen to worship with us. Whatever day of the week it is, we're thankful that you're tuning in and watching us. Let us know how we can serve you as well with a connection, with an email, prayer requests, whatever it may be. And we're very thankful for our mothers. And Mother's Day can actually evoke a lot of different emotions and feelings. You may be feeling sadness today. You may be feeling great joy, whatever it may be. What we can recognize with Mother's Day is that it's so true. Mothers just believe in us. Even when nobody else believes in us, our mothers just, they believe in us as their children. That's also going to be a reminder of how our Heavenly Father believes in us. Jesus believed in his disciples, even though there wasn't a lot to go with some of his disciples. Jesus believed in them. So also, as we celebrate also today, Good Shepherd Sunday. So we have Mother's Day, we also have Good Shepherd Sunday today in the church. Just a couple announcements before we begin. The first is that this week we're starting a Christian caregiving class. It's going to be done via Zoom. If you'd like to be a part, we have about 12 people that have signed up already. If you'd like to be a part of that, to just hear a couple tips on how to best caregive in a Christian way to someone who's going through a common life crisis, I'll be leading that discussion. Let me know so I can get the email out to you and you can participate in that Zoom discussion. It's going to be 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Secondly, you'll notice these announcements are also in the back of your bulletin too. Secondly, I will share with you on Tuesday, May 20th, there's going to be a Rotary presentation, and the topic of the presentation is what USAID has done, and someone who is a part of USAID is going to lead that presentation. If you'd like to attend, please seek out Lindy Young, and she's not here today, of course, but send an email to Lindy or to Dan, and we'll make sure that we get you in the count so that we can best prepare for food. And then finally, the final announcement that I have to share is that the meal ministry team met this week. They made lots of meals. They are being stored in the freezers, in the kitchen. If you know of someone that's experiencing food insecurity or is just going through a hard time and can't have a meal or that sort of thing, feel free to grab one and bring it to them. There is an assortment of amazing items there in that freezer. Thank you to everyone that came to participate in that this last week. And then finally, I think Diane's got an announcement to share.
I just love this church. Thank you for being who you are. You reach out and you help other people all the time. The freezer meals, the backpack ministry, the food drives, and all the wonderful things that you do. We had our second food drive yesterday, and Peace Lutheran was well represented. And the volunteers were wonderful. They helped out, and we gathered some food for the people that don't have food. I want to point out that there is a food box. The Ladies Guild has been collecting donations. It's out in the lobby there. And I think Jim is the one that delivers it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So just amazing. So it's a year-long need. If you will ever feel like bringing a can or two in, that would be great. And I think that's it, but thank you so much for all the support.
Yeah, thank you, Diane, for your hard work with organizing, coordinating, bringing all that together. And
Peace does this all year long, and Jim's kind of the one behind it, getting that box and taking it to the Philomath Community Services on Thursday mornings, usually, I think.
Usually.
Did you want to share anything else? Yep, go ahead and get up to the mic so people can hear you online, too.
Yeah, I just want, since Ellen can't be here right now, she's trying to get the list for folks to bring food for Mal Miner's memorial. Janny has the sign-up list, and if you could help out with that, feel free to get a hold of Janny. She can mark it down. It'd be a big help where Ellen can't be here to push it a little harder. Thank you.
Great. Mal's service is on May 31st, so if you can provide some food. We're not expecting a big crowd, 50 or 60 people. We just want to bless the family as they gather in remembrance of Mal. We're going to open with our opening song. That song is Shine, Jesus, Shine, God's Blessings on Your Worship Today.